Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Good to be able to come back into your house once again, or wherever that you're at listening to us. It says Reaching the World for Christ. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. And if you'd like to be a part of this, want to call in on it, well, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line with us. That's 310-742-1759. So we appreciate you calling in and just being a part of this service. So 706, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Brother Yearwood, it's Frieda Litchfield in Thompson, Georgia. Good evening. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm blessed. How are you doing, sister?
I'm hanging in here, brother.
770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Brother Yearwood, this is Brother John from Thompson, Georgia.
Well, praise the Lord. Appreciate you calling in there. Let me find out who these other two is here, then I'll get back with you there, Brother John.
All right.
706-229, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, hey there, Brother Yearwood. This is Brother Tony Garcia from Dalton, Georgia.
Hey, praise the Lord there, Brother Tony. Glad you called in. Hold on just a second, sir. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Amen. Praise the Lord there. Appreciate you all calling in there. So if anybody else out there want to call in, why, just... go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line here with us and just let you worship the Lord with us. The topic of this service today is a sure foundation. You know, we've got to know who the sure foundation is and where it's at. You know, praise God. We better have the right foundation whenever it comes down to the time that we depart from this walk of life. If we don't have the sure foundation, we're in trouble.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. 770. So, John?
Yeah.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there, then we'll get Brother Tony on there.
Okay. What about is Sister Frieda call in first?
Yes, Sister Frieda
called
in.
You go ahead, Brother
John. You go ahead. Okay. All right. Tonight I we're preaching on the sure foundation, amen. And in Isaiah 28, starting with verse 5, here the Bible speaks of. It was talking about the tribe of Ephraim at the first part of that chapter, and how they had gotten drunk and how they had fallen away, and how they had God had sent a mighty and strong tempest of hail and destroying storm into them, and how he began to overcome them, those that had been drunken, even to trodden under the feet, and how there in verse 4 talks about that where the glorious beauty was turned to, from a glorious beauty to a fading power. And then in verse 5 says, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory. And for God the beauty of the residue of his people. And in that day that he came out and talked about a crown of beauty and a crown of glory. And the Bible says in verse 6, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to him that turned the battle to the gate. So the Lord was a crown of glory for the of his people that was left, the residue of his people, the remnant of his people, and a diadem of beauty. In other words, it was a crown of beauty and a crown of life, amen, or crown of glory. And he was a spirit of judgment for those that were sitting in judgment at that time, those that were sitting in rulership, those that were sitting in authority. He was also a strength for them that turned to the gate of the battle. So they had come, and so he was glorifying to the people of Israel. But what had happened is that he was a God of battle, but the Bible says, but they also erred through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. So here was what was happening. Those that sit in judgment begin to be err through drinking strong drink and drinking wine. They come away from that sure foundation. Those, the prophet and the priest, amen, they had turned to strong drink, and they had turned to, and all of a sudden, the whole nation of Israel, and the prophet, the priest, the tribes, amen, had turned away and turned, amen, from that sure foundation into strong drink and wine and the spirit of air, and even those that had been strong, even those that sit in judgment, even as God sit upon them in judgment and gave them that spirit of judgment, they even turned away from the sure foundation. And those that had turned, amen, to battle, amen, even as God had given them the victory. Tonight, you need to know, amen, hallelujah, that this is the faith to overcome the world, even this is the victory to overcome the world, even our faith. Tonight, if we come, amen, to that, to find, amen, that the Bible says in Isaiah 56, starting with verse 9, God was really dealing with me about these, and he kept going. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. And you need to know tonight, amen, as God begins to turn, and he's talking about here in Isaiah 56 and verse 9, says, all ye beasts of the field, here's God calling the beasts of the field, come to devour, you know, all ye beasts in the forest.
This
watchman says, his watchmen are blind, verse 10. They are all near me. This is ministers. This are ministers that have fallen away from the faith. They are all dumb dogs. In other words, they're dogs that cannot speak. They're dogs that cannot bark. The shepherds had come to a place. They would not cry aloud and spare not. They would not speak. They would not bark the warning unto the people. And the Bible says they were blind, amen, and they were ignorant. They wouldn't bark. He said they cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Here was these unfaithful ministers that had come to a place, that they had come to a place of slumber, a place of sleeping, a place of unfaithfulness. Then the Bible says, yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. These were the watchmen, but they were looking out, only watching for themselves. They were all watching for what they could receive, what they could get, what they could glean, what they could gather. And the Bible says, and they said unto them, verse 12, come ye, say they, and I will fetch wine, and we'll and fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundantly. So what it was is they had fallen away to strong drink. So here's all these ones in leadership. Here's all these ones that were sitting in judgment. Here's all these ones that were leaders, and they were blind leaders of the blind. And the Bible says, amen, hallelujah, and they were done this way because they had turned to strong drink. They had walked away from that sure foundation. And going back to Isaiah 28, and verse 8, it says, for all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. In other words, There was nothing. There was corruption everywhere. There was defilement everywhere. You couldn't sit anywhere because everywhere you sit was it had not been clean. Amen. Amen. No matter who it was, it's just like there was vomit everywhere. Just like the dogs returned to his vomit or sat to a swallow. There was no place clean. Amen. This is talking to you about. Amen. And hallelujah. And the Bible says there in verse 9, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk, hallelujah, and drawn from the breast. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 28, got a couple of scriptures in Jeremiah I want to give you. Jeremiah 5 and 28 says this. Let me turn over there to the, and Jeremiah 6 and 10. Jeremiah 6 and 10 says, to whom shall I speak and give warning? they may hear, behold, their ear is uncircumcised. In other words, their ears are ears of flesh. They have not been cut away. They have no hearing, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach, and they have no delight in it. They didn't want to hear the Lord. Amen. They didn't want to hear the word of God. Tonight, church, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, that which has been will be again. And amen. I feel by the Spirit of the Lord that as I began, and as I was studying for this broadcast tonight, the Bible says, amen, in 5:28, it says, they are waxed, Jeremiah 5:28, they are waxed and fat. They shine, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. In other words, these are judges, these are the ones, these are the leadership. Amen. And they were overlooking the deeds of the wicked. They were judging not the cause of the fathers, orphans. Their church didn't avenge the fathers, yet they prospered them. And the right and needy do they not judge. In other words, those that were needy, they overlooked them. Those that were fathers, they didn't judge the cause. But they overpassed the wicked, that which had done wicked. So here it was that they had erred by strong drink and wine. Here it was over and over and over again. The Bible says that in the mouth of two, three witnesses shall every word be established. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, amen, that they were, he said, I speak unto you as babes. In other words, whom shall he teach knowledge? Because what he was speaking to, they were babes. They could only have the milk. They couldn't eat them, take the meat. Amen. Amen. Because all the tables were filthy and dirty. There was no place. And those that were gone, in other words, those hadn't matured. Amen. They hadn't matured, amen, to a place. So what you had was a bunch of people who had been taken away from the sure foundation by strong drink, by wine, by these different things thrown away. And then the other part you had was just a bunch of babes who didn't have the knowledge of God, couldn't teach the knowledge of God. So you had one that no one could understand. No one would bark, and they had utter chaos and corruption there. And everyone was moving away from the sure foundation. Verse 10 of Isaiah 24, precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept. In other words, the utterance, amen, of the Lord was to be precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. He said, verse 11, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. In other words, he will speak to his people with stammering lips and another tongue. Amen. He would come. Amen. Many of you are listening to this broadcast. And amen. There's an interpreter there interpreting. Amen. Amen. So that you can understand what this broadcast is saying. And with another tongue and with stammering lips tonight, God is speaking to his people by the word. Amen. Because some of you are not understanding what I am saying, or some of the other people on the broadcast is saying. Hallelujah. And we need to know, he said, to whom he said, verse 12, this is the rest, wherewith ye may rest, cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. In other words, when you hear the word of God in another tongue, in another language, in kingdom language, and through the interpreter of one who can interpret the language, and those stammering lips, he said, this is the rest and this is the refreshing tonight. When you hear the word of God, you need to know tonight that as you hear the word of God, you need to know tonight that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of the foundation. We don't need to move away from that cornerstone. We don't need to move away from that foundation. The Bible says in verse 13, But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept. In other words, here, line upon line, here, there, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken. They didn't understand the utterance of God. The utterance of God was nonsense. The natural man cannot discern the things of the spiritual man. The things that be of God have to be discerned spiritually. Tonight, if we haven't been born again, if we haven't been received, if we haven't been born again through that salvation, that foundation is Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in verse 14, wherefore hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Now he's speaking to the rulers. Now he's speaking to those who were ruling in Jerusalem, because he has said, we have made a covenant with death and with hell, and are we in agreement? In other words, the rulers in Jerusalem made a covenant with death. They made a covenant with hell. They made a promise and an agreement with death and hell. Amen. When the overflowing scourge, in other words, the overflowing whipping or correction comes, shall pass through, it shall not come to us, for we have made lies our refuge. and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. In other words, under lies, they've hid themselves. The rulers hid themselves under the lies of men. They hid themselves, just like Adam and Eve hid themselves in the garden in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. And tonight there are many men and many women hiding themselves under falsehood, hiding themselves under refuge of life, hiding themselves, and have made a covenant with death and life. But tonight you can be in that sure foundation. Tonight you can be in the foundation of Jesus Christ. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay and die for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Hallelujah. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. This is the plummet line. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. In other words, what will happen is those that have been hiding in their lies, those that have been hiding in their sin. The Bible says in Numbers, be cheerful, your sins will find you out. Tonight we need to know, amen, hallelujah, that the Bible says this. It says in Luke chapter 6, hallelujah, Luke chapter 6, it says in verse 39, so when he spake a parable, it said unto the blind, be the blind, shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciples not upon his master, but everyone that is perfect, in other words, everyone that is complete, shall be as his master. And why only saw the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceiving not the beam that is in thy own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thy own eye, and then shall thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. There were many, amen, that looked, amen, begin to judge the brother, amen, with a little mote in their eye, but truly there was a beam in their own eye, because what they were doing, these were leaders, amen, who had fallen away from the sure foundation, fallen away from the foundation that was in Jerusalem, fallen away from the sure foundation. That the Bible says the sure foundation was a stone. Once that stone was placed, it was not to be moved. Once that stone, Jesus Christ, is placed in your life, it's not to be moved. It's not to be taken. It's not to be gone. Hallelujah. And we find, amen, that the Bible says, hallelujah, it says that for a good tree bringeth not forth fruit, neither does a tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For a father's man do not gather figs, nor a bramble bush gather a grape. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, his mouth speaketh. Then he said in verse 46, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which set a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the sea beat vehemently upon the house and could not take it, for it was founded upon a rock. This man's life, this man's house, this man's relationship. He was a doer of the word. He that hears the word builds his life, builds his house upon that rock. That rock is Jesus Christ. That rock is Jesus Christ. We find, amen, hallelujah, the Bible says, hallelujah, and the Bible says there at the end of that chapter, hallelujah, that it says this, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. It says that he that heareth not and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built his house upon the earth, against which it seemed to be, but he immediately fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Tonight, if we do not hear the word of God and do not the word of God, we're without that sure foundation. We're without Christ. We are without any foundation, and whatsoever comes, it's like it's without a foundation. You can't build a house without foundation. You cannot build a life without the foundation, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians, you cover more scriptures, I'm going to get back to Brother Yearwood. But the Bible says, amen, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, hallelujah, it says that, for you are laborers together, verse 9, you are God's husband, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a marge master builder, I have laid the foundation. Paul laid the foundation. How did he lay the foundation? He was a hearer of the word and a doer of the word. let every man come in. That is good thereof, but let every man take heed how it's good thereof. For every Sunday can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, every man's work shall be made, and his day shall be clear, because it shall be revealed by fire. In other words, the day of the Lord shall reveal by fire, and the fire of that every man's work, what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, and he himself shall be saved. So much fire. Now ye know that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. That ye ask questions tonight, church. There are those underneath the sound of my voice that are missionaries. There are those underneath the sound of my voice that are apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. There are those underneath the sound of my voice who are leaders. And according to the word of God here, it's a discerner of thoughts and intent. Some of you have walked away. Some of you have went away. Some of you have been double-minded. You've been taken away by the wine. You've been taken away by the strong drink. You've been taken away by sins. Not only those of you in your midst, but everyone on hand. I pray that right now, tonight, that every year would be here and every year would be increased 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. That the heart would be a good ground and they would receive, amen. And tonight, if you build your life upon any other foundation but Jesus Christ, there is no foundation. Tonight,
amen.
Lay it in Zion, lay it in Jerusalem, lay it in that temple rock. That rock that was in the wilderness was smitten and provided water for all of Israel, the children of Israel. That rock that's still there tonight, amen, will still provide water for every one of us, still provide food for every one of us. That same spiritual rock, that rock is still in the place where it was put by the Father. And he said tonight for a sure foundation, will you build your life on this sure foundation? Come away from that. Come back to the foundation. Come back to the chief cornerstone. Come back and let that be the wise master builder, amen, and come back to that sure foundation that's been tried and will not be moved. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. Wonderful word of God there. Sister Frieda?
I thought she was going to let Tony go. Let Tony go, and I'll come in.
Okay. Brother Tony?
Hi, sister. I didn't want to have to step in front of you, but I appreciate it.
That's all right.
All right. Well, thanks, sister. Well, I just love to say I love the Lord tonight, and, God has been good to us, and He's a blessing in our life, amen. And I enjoyed the message right there, and I like your topic, the true foundation, The true foundation is Jesus Christ, and the true foundation is God Almighty. Jesus said he was the cornerstone, he was the chief cornerstone. He was the chief cornerstone, and God was the foundation, amen. I believe God's the foundation of it all, and Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. But I want to know tonight. But I believe God wants to know tonight is what are we building up on? Are we building on the are we building on some other cornerstone? Are we building on the false cornerstone, or are we building on the chief cornerstone tonight? Are we building on Jesus Christ? Are we building our works on His love, on His work, on His commandments? Are we building on our works on Him? Matthew chapter 16. Jesus says, verse 13, I'm going to read verse 13 right here. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered, and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. I want to talk a little bit right here about Peter. Amen. Peter knew where his foundation was. He knew who was the chief cornerstone, and he knew who had sent the chief cornerstone, and that was a foundation of God the Father. And I believe the only way that Simon Peter could Simon could give this answer is if he knew where his foundation was. The only way that he could give an answer like this is if he was already building on the salvation. Because notice Jesus Christ said that flesh had not revealed this to him, but the Spirit of God revealed this to him. And I believe tonight, church, if we can get into the realm of God and we can get down to business with God and start seeking and praying and fasting, church, then start laying up our bricks on the foundation called God Almighty, and start laying them around the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ. God can do some amazing works in our life. God can do some amazing things, but it's going to take some serious hearts that are going to be willing to get down to business with God and start focusing on the Word of God. Start meditating upon His Word day and night.
Amen.
You know, David said that I meditate upon His Word day and night. You know, church, I know you keep kind of saying it's kind of be hard to go throughout your day and go to work and run your errands all day praying with your eyes closed. You know, you don't have to have your eyes closed the whole time. But church, if we could just meditate on everything we do, what would God do in this situation? Every decision we make, what would God do in this decision? Where is my foundation? Who is our foundation? Huh? You know, some people they're building their bricks around a false foundation. They're building their bricks around a dead God, building their bricks around idols, they're building bricks around Muhammad or Buddha or whatever other kind of false idol. But church, if we're truly believers of Jesus Christ tonight, we're building up our works, we're building up our riches. We're building up our desires on the true foundation, God Almighty. What it really comes down to is, where is your heart at tonight? Is your heart with the true foundation? Are you laying up your treasures and building your works upon God? Are you laying your bricks around the chief cornerstone? Are you doing everything in the will of God, around God's will and not ours? You know, the thing about it is just like Jesus said here, that and in verse 18 it says, I say unto thee, Peter, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. If we begin to build up our rocks upon God, the true foundation, and around the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Now, church, listen, I know we go through a lot of things in life. I know a lot of times we're going to go through some troubles and trials and situations in life. I know sometimes we're going to go through some rough areas. But church, what really matters, it doesn't matter how many times we fall. It doesn't matter how hard the storm is. It doesn't matter how hard the wind blows. It doesn't matter how much rain comes. What matters tonight is if we're building up our truth, if we're building up our works on the true foundation, God Almighty, if we're building up our works on the true living God. Because God's not dead, you see. Because even though we go through things, when we build upon God, He sees us through. Even though we
Amen.
Go through some hard times, when we build around the chief cornerstone, God comforts us and guides us. And I'll tell you what, for some, there's no light at the end of the tunnel because they aren't building on the true foundation. But if we truly believe in God tonight, if we truly have faith in Jesus Christ, and we're truly building up our works on the true foundation, then there is a light at the end of every tunnel. There is an
Amen.
End to every storm. There is strength in every trial. But if we want that strength, and if we want to see that light at the end of the tunnel, we got to start building up on the true foundation. And I'm gonna tell you something. It's gonna take some prayer. It's gonna take some fasting. It's gonna take some studying and getting down serious with God. And sometimes you're gonna have to give up things. Things of this world, church, to get in touch with God. You're going to have to give up things that aren't in God's will, that aren't in your will, but are in God's will. We're going to have to give up things we're going to have to get up our own fleshly desires and step into God's will. So see, the problem with a lot of people today, even people sitting in the churches, amen, is that a lot of them are sitting in their will. They may be sitting in the church house, but they're still sitting in their will. But I tell you what, church, it's going to take some Christian people that are sitting in the church house to get out of their will, step into God's desire, step into God's plan for our life. Because if we build up on our own foundation, we're just going to fall. If we build up on our own foundation, everything's going to fail. It's just like Jesus spoke about the parable about the man who built upon the sand. It all fell and faded away. The winds came and the rain and the winds came and it blew away and there was nothing left. But then it speaks about a man who built upon a rock. And it says that when the storm came and the winds blew and the waves rose high, amen, that house was still there. If we can get down and serious with God and start building up on the solid rock, solid foundation, Jesus Christ, then our works will stand, and Satan cannot prevail against our life. Satan not prevail
Amen.
Against our cannot prevail against our families. Satan cannot prevail against our jobs. Satan cannot prevail against our church. But church, if we want to withhold the walls of Satan, we're going to have to set up our stone wall tonight in Jesus Christ. We're going to have to set up a stone wall on the true foundation. We're going to have to set up a stone wall on God Almighty in church, and set up a stone wall around the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ. I believe tonight God is looking for some wall builders. We're some
Amen.
Wall builders to set up walls around their property, to set up walls around their church, to set up walls around their family, to set up walls around their jobs, to proclaim the name of Jesus, and set up these walls on the foundation of God, on the foundation of God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end, the true living God. Church, our God ain't dead. If there's anybody out there lost and going through troubles, I want you to know that God's not dead. God's
Amen.
Not dead. You don't have to build your walls on unstable ground, but you can build up your stone walls on the solid ground, on a solid foundation, God Almighty, around the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ Himself. And see how much you God will pour out His blessings on you, and you'll begin to prosper. Yeah, if you're lost out there, I just want you to know that God loves you, and He's ready for you to come and build on His foundation. But the first step is knowing that you're a sinner and accepting Jesus Christ in your heart, and believing every word that the Bible that the Word of God says. Believe every word that the Holy Bible says. Accept it in your heart and stop building your works around that chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, on that solid foundation, God Almighty. Thank you, Brother Yearwood, for giving me the opportunity to bring forth the word here. And I praise God tonight. He is my foundation. Everything
Amen.
I do, I don't do it around Brother Tony. I don't do it around my pastor, Brother Willie. We don't do it around Brother Yearwood, but we do it around God Almighty, what He wants.
Amen.
Just keep remembering us in prayer at the church, Barnell Full Gospel. Keep remembering Pastor Willie, you know, and Pastor Willie and Lily, they need prayer, and they're doing a great job down there. And we're going to keep praying for you, Brother Yearwood, and all the other evangelists and ministers out there doing the work of God. And I just want to say I love the Lord tonight, and He is a good God. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Yes, praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Tony. Praise the Lord. Sister Rita?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, darn old baby Lord.
That was wonderful. Oh, man. That was
Amen.
Good. Well, where I'm going to read from, and this is part of the foundation, too. I'm going to read
okay.
from Revelations 21, and I'm going to start with verse 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And now I'm going to go down to verse 18. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto a clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, the topaz, the tenth, harpasias, the 11th, the jacinth, and the 12th, the emerald. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gates was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it was transparent glass. You know, that reminds me, that's what we're going to go to when we go to heaven. We're going to be sitting down
Amen.
There with Jesus, and He is the chief cornerstone. And we're going to be able to praise Him and worship Him. And, Brother Yearwood, I can't wait till that day gets here. Yeah, I mean,
Amen.
I'm on fire the way the
Amen.
Lord is moving and how He's doing. But that's one of my things that I am trying to be right and do what he wants me to do so we can go sit down with him at his feet and worship him. And I just, I'm in anticipation to see what's going to happen.
Amen. I am too. Praise the Lord. It'll be wonderful.
It will be.
Praise the Lord.
Let's see. What else did I have? I had a few other ones. Let me see. Hebrews 11 is my other one up. Okay. For he looketh for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And you know he is the builder and the maker of this world.
Amen.
And he is going to build. When the new world comes down, he's going to be the builder and maker of that too. And
yes,
the last
is.
One is 2 Timothy 2:19.
Praise the Lord.
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You know, we can't be, we got, like Brother Tony was saying, we can't be in flesh. We got to be in the spirit with the Lord Jesus Christ, because he knows everything. If we turn it over to him, let him make the choices, he knows exactly what we need. When we get in there and make our own choice and we mess it up and it causes more problems, so when I have a problem or something comes to me, I say, Lord, you're the problem solver. You solve these problems, and it works out perfectly by the way he wanted it in the first place. So I
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Everything he's doing in Thomas and Tommy is working. I mean, he's working. We just got to get
Amen.
More people into the churches. Let them hear the word that the Lord knows needs to be preached. All right, Brother, back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, sister. I think I'll let Brother Tim sing us a song right now. Then Brother Eddie, be ready, and we'll put you on right after Brother Tim sings this song here.
All right.
Jesus is
word and it's thorn, though a cornerstone. And I know my house is strong, cause it's built on a rock, strong and secure. Built on the rock, stand fast and sure. When the strong winds blow and the way is right high, the water all around but the house is dry. It just will stay, cause it's built on the rock. Build on the rock, build on the rock, build on the rock. This house will stay, cause it's built on the rock, build on the rock, build on the rock, build on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. I think I'll let Betty read her prayer request and everything and her announcements. And Brother Eddie, just come on after she gets done there.
All right.
We have several requests. We got Bob and Clara Hicks that need God to move for them and their bodies. And Kay Hurd has leukemia. There's a baby in Children's Hospital that's going to have surgery. A baby has leukemia and needs a miracle. Philip, Tony, Deidre, Faith, and Charity all need salvation. And pray for all the listeners that God will meet their needs.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Appreciate that. So, you got nothing? Okay, let them make these revival announcements. And Brother Eddie, just come on.
We'll be in revival at Zion Temple of Deliverance on 103 Gladys Street in Spring Valley, Ohio, August the 8th through the 10th, 7 p.m. nightly. Pastor Don and Sherry Warnock invite everyone to attend. And we'll also be in revival at Harvest Tabernacle in Chillicothe, Ohio on August the 11th through the 14th. Come and be a part of Brother Michael Millett, the pastor there.
Praise the Lord. So go ahead there, Brother Eddie.
Praise the Lord. As we begin to study for this, the Lord began to deal with us about this scripture, and John touched on it already, but I feel like going ahead with it. And in the third chapter of 1 Corinthians, starting in verse 9, for we are laborers together with God, for ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Now foundations have been laid, which is Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of people trying to lay different foundations today. They say that there's many ways to heaven, that there's not only one way, but Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
No man cometh to the Father except by me. And, brother, I'll tell you today, when you begin to lay another foundation, you're building the wrong building. And, brother, this building that we're building today is he said over in the book of 1 Peter, he said that you're lively stones in a building. And, brother, we're lively tonight. We've got the Spirit of God living down in us. He said, for we're quickened together. And, brother, I want you to know today that it's God's Spirit that quickens us and causes us to be able to go and to to build on this foundation. And, brother, as Tony talked about there, that you're going to have to quit doing what you want to do and start doing what God wants you to do and lay on that, build on that foundation. And, brother, I'll tell you today, Paul laid the foundation. He was a wise master builder. And brother, God given him the revelation he needed to write this gospel down. And he said in one place, according to my gospel, and he said, I've laid the foundation in another building thereon. And brother, we build today when we come to Jesus and we call on him and we receive him into our lives down in our heart. Brother, we have got that, we're on that foundation. And brother, the way we begin to live our life after that is how we build on that foundation. And brother, he said, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Brother, we can know the Spirit of God will be with us. Brother, we've got the Word of God that teaches us how that we're to live, brother, and teaches us about the things that we're not to do, and teaches us the things that
that we are to do. And Brother Harvard, we live our life. If we live down here, you say here, Brother Foundation, can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. That if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, with haste, Brother, I'll tell you today, this gold, silver, and precious stone, you could say here, it's these are the things that endure. These are the things that will last, and this wood, hay, and stubble are the things, Brother, because he said it shall be declared by fire. And Brother, I want you to know today, this foundation that Paul laid, it's the only foundation that you can lay and get to Jesus, get to heaven tonight. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Brother, I'm wanting my place in heaven tonight. Brother, you wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Brother, he gave me a place prepared, brother, from the foundations of the earth. But let me tell you tonight, this foundation, no man can build another foundation, brother, tonight, because there's only one foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Each and every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try the man's work. What sort it is, if any man's work abide there, which he hath built therein, he shall receive a reward. Listen to me tonight, folks. There's things that God has got for his people tonight in heaven that he's just waiting for the last time, that the last person to get saved, that he's waiting for that last message to be preached, and that last person to get born again into the family of God. And brother, I'll tell you, he knows who it is. I don't know who it is. I don't want to know who it is, but let me say, whosoever would come to him, Jesus did. He would have no likewise cast them away. Brother, but he wants everybody that will come, let them come and take of the water of life freely. But brother, I want you to know today that God, he's laid a plan out today that if we'll follow that, brother, that we'll be saved tonight. He said, for with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And brother, we need to get on that rock if we're not on it tonight. Brother, that scripture, Tony was talking about that being that revelation. He said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Brother, I want you to know this foundation tonight. Brother, it's a pure foundation. It's a foundation that won't crack. It's a foundation that won't fall away. But brother, it's a foundation that will stand for sure. But it's nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let it one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Brother, I want you to know tonight that this gospel that we preach tonight is a gospel, brother, that these people build a foundation, that they might get on that foundation, that they might build on that foundation. Let me tell you, he said, in one place, he said, the given it shall be given. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about, brother, when whatever you do unto others, he said, what's one of the things you do that men do unto you to do also unto others? Brother, God wants us to have good works today. We don't work our way to heaven, but we have works tonight because we've got faith. We have works of goodness tonight because Jesus lives in our heart. But then when we begin to do those works of goodness, brother, we're building on that foundation. And brother, we're building a house tonight. He said, you'll all be stoned in the building. Let me turn over here and read this. He said, you have tasted that the Lord is gracious to whom coming as into a living stone. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and preachers. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices accepted to God by Christ Jesus. Listen to me tonight. When we begin to offer up sacrifices to God, honey, when we begin to lift up praises unto God, he said, you know, Jesus said in one place, he said, they draw close to me with their mouth, with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Brother, I don't want to be like that. I want my my heart to be close to God tonight. I want my heart to draw near to God tonight. And as we build on this house, as we draw nigh to God, He said in one place, draw nigh to the Lord, and He'll draw nigh to you. And as we begin to draw nigh to God, brother, He'll begin to draw nigh to us. Brother, we just building that, these works that we begin to do to build on this foundation. Brother, it will begin to build that house. It will begin to build that spiritual house. And brother, we will have a reward for them works that we do. Oh, I want you to know tonight these works of those seven precious stones, honey, they'll stand the heat. Brother, you can take a ruby or you can take a diamond. Brother, you can put the heat to it and it'll stand the heat. The gold will melt and it'll become more pure. The silver will melt and become more pure. But brother, it won't melt it. It won't burn it up. Brother, it won't do away with it. But brother, whenever you begin to have the wood hay and the stubble, and if you put the fire to them, brother, the wood will burn up. The hay will burn up. The stubble will burn up. But brother, I want you to know tonight that brother, when these things begin to burn up, then brother, our house will begin to come down. Our house won't stand up like that because of this wood, hay, and stubble. But when we deal with the gold and the silver and the precious stone, it'll stand there on a sure foundation. Brother, he said, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Brother, I want you to know tonight, when the fire begins to try works, honey, we got the ones that's no good, the ones that don't amount to anything's going to be burned up and going to be done away with. But brother, those good works that you done, those good works that we done, are they going to stand steadfast forever? Oh, listen to me tonight. God has got things in store, brother, for them who's faithful to Him. Brother, there's a crown of life, brother, that God has got, brother, for them who make it. And brother, I want you to know tonight that we don't have to worry about, brother, going away out of the way, but all we have to do is begin to follow the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we follow the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ, honey, we'll begin to walk. We'll begin to deal with the gold and the silver and the precious stones. And brother, I want you to know we'll be a lively stone in the building. Brother, I'll tell you today, the house that we're all building tonight, brother, it's not a dead house, but it's a lively house, because it's built out of... Yeah. It's built out of lively stones tonight. Oh, you might say, yeah, well, I've tried this and I've tried that, but it just don't seem like it's doing any good. Brother, let me tell you what the Bible says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Brother, when you reach out, he said, if you give somebody a drink of cold water in the name of a prophet, you'll not lose your reward. Oh, listen to me tonight. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Brother, these works of gold and silver and precious stones, they'll add up tonight. And your house will be built out of something that will endure. Let me tell you tonight, when anybody begins to build on this wood, hay, and stubble, or you could say with works that don't amount to much, honey, that's what they're going to amount to in the end. It won't be amounted to much. There won't be much of a reward, but let me tell you, the gold and the silver and the precious stone, honey, there'll be a reward for that, honey, because God knows what we do. He said, take heed. He said, for every idle word that a man speaks, he'll be given account of those in the day of judgment. Brother, every word we speak is being recorded. Every work we do is being recorded. Everything we do is being recorded. Brother, we'll stand before God, and we'll give an account. Brother, when we stand before Him, we'll give an account for the works that we done all this year. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, it's better to be saved by fire than it is not to be saved at all. But I want you to know something. When you the Bible says, test over your faith, he'll share without your works. He said, I'll show you my faith by my works. Honey, we're not saved by works, but because we're saved tonight, we'll have works, brother, in our heart. Jesus said, how do you know? It wasn't Jesus, it was another writer. Said, how do you know you passed from death into life? Because you love the brethren. Love is a mark that marks the child of God. I don't understand how that in a lot of places people, brother, that love people are persecuted because of loving people, but they're persecuted tonight. But listen, that still don't change God's mind any. God said that the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your mind and your soul and your heart. Brother, the peace of God tonight. Brother, this thing will cause you to go on. Brother, in the midst of tribulation, it will cause you to stand in the middle of persecution. It will cause you to stand up and lift your hand up and say, praise the Lord. It will cause you to go on. Brother, when the hardships come, you won't throw your hands up and quit. But, brother, you'll just trudge out along and you'll walk after the Lord. Oh, listen to me tonight. If you've not been doing what the Lord would have you to do, I want to encourage you tonight, brother, to be there to do what God would have you to do. Brother, because God, he will reward you openly. He said when you pray, he said to enter into your closet and shut the door. And he said, your Father, which is in heaven, he said he'll see you in secret and he'll reward you openly. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God has got things in store for the people, brother, that will follow him, that will be led by him. He said in one place, he said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not what I tell you to do? He said, not all that says Lord, Lord shall enter in, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Brother, I want you to know today, I want to do God's will, and you should need to repeat this scripture time and time again. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Brother, we can only build on one foundation today. Brother, all these other religions are going to pass away. Brother, it don't matter what people think about it. The Word of God is true. Jesus said, let God be true and every man a liar. Brother, I'll tell you today, brother, we're living for a God that's alive today. We're living for a God, as Tony said, our foundation. Brother, we're living for God today. Brother, he's just waiting until the time comes that he can take us out of here, that he can take us in to be with the Lord Jesus Christ and be with him through all eternity. I want to read a verse or two of scripture here and say, yea, so that I strive to preach the gospel, and not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Brother Paul wasn't worried about wanting to go out and to take somebody's place and to try to build on their foundation, but he built a foundation, and he wanted his own foundation. He wanted his own foundation that he built with Jesus Christ. That was Romans 15:20, Ephesians 2:20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being himself being the chief cornerstone. That's Ephesians 2:20 and 1 Timothy 6:19 said, let up in store for himself a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Brother, he said, know ye not? He said that you're the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Brother, today we'll be led by God's Spirit. God will lead us into the things you have us to do. Brother, he'll show us what we need to do. Brother, will know. I'm telling you today that God, He's not dead. He will make Himself known to you. Brother, you might say, well, I don't know who God is. Brother, my advice to you would be to get down on your knees and to call on the name of the Lord and make Jesus Christ be your foundation. Make Jesus Christ your foundation. He said, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy. Which temple you are, brother, we're lively stones in the building tonight. The church may be a building, but it's a place where we go down to assemble together to worship God. It's a building that's been set aside and sanctified to worship God in. Jesus said, if two or three are gathered together in His name, He'd be in the midst of them. You can have churches like we are here tonight. But He said in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, He said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, and much more so as we see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. Brother, I'm here to tell you tonight that God, He has given us the way tonight. Paul built the foundation, which is Jesus Christ. He laid that foundation as a wise master builder. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, He will bless the people who follow Him, who do that, that He will have them to do. Brother, God wants to bless you tonight, but you've got to get on this foundation. Brother, if you're not on this foundation, you're up open to all kinds of attacks, brother, from the enemy tonight. Brother, and the enemy's demonic forces. Brother, you're open to all kinds of attacks tonight. But brother, when you get on this foundation, God hedges you about. He keeps you. He helps you to stand. Brother, He said, having done all to stand. And brother, He said to stand there. Brother, when we put the whole armor of God on, brother, I want you to know tonight that God, He's with us today. He's with us tonight. He'll be with us tomorrow. He'll be with us the next day. He'll be with us the next day. And every day after that, brother, I want you to know Jesus said, behold, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Brother, we're all going to come to the place that we're going to lay our lives down tonight. Not maybe we won't lay our lives down tonight, but we'll lay our lives down and we'll go into eternity. And the ones that build on this foundation, Jesus Christ, bless God, they'll be called to be with the Lord. But brother, the ones who's not built on this foundation, Jesus will say unto them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Oh, listen to me tonight. Brother, let God bless you tonight. Let God put His Spirit down in your heart and let Him baptize you, brother, in the Holy Ghost tonight. Brother, and give you that power, that authority to help you to stand, to help you to be a witness, brother, to help you to go on and to live for Jesus. God blesses you tonight. God has done blessed you by keeping you alive until He can hear these broadcasts tonight. But you know tonight if God's dealing with your heart or not. And brother, I would advise you, I would ask you tonight, brother, if God is dealing with your heart, that you just begin to humble yourself before God, and that you call on Him. He said, whoever would call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And He wants to save you tonight. Brother, God is with us tonight. He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Brother, tonight, why don't you just bow your knee and get on this foundation and become a lively stone in the building and help us build this thing and go on. And when the Lord calls, He'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Honey, God is a wanting to bless you tonight. God is a wanting to bless everybody that would give heed to Him, that would pay heed. Oh, listen to me tonight. There's nothing greater than serving a true and a living God tonight. And let me ask you, if God was to call you tonight, would you be ready to go? Would you be able to say, Lord, here I am, take me home? Or would you say, oh, Lord, I'm not ready. Please don't come after me. But when God calls, it'll be too late at that time, because God, he said it's appointed once the man to die after this to judgment. Brother, we're all appointed unto death, and we're all appointed to the judgment of God. He said, know ye not that we all shall appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Brother, I'll tell you today, God's people will stand before Christ, and they'll give an account for the deeds done in the body. But that person that dies without God in their heart, brother, they'll stand before God at the great white throne of judgment, and they'll be have judgment pronounced on them and be cast alive into the lake of fire. Tonight I want to encourage you to look to the Lord. I want to encourage you to get on this foundation. I want to encourage you to call on the name of the Lord. You might say, I don't know, I'm not sure if I know or not. You can stay on your knees, or you to pray until you're sure, because God will give you witness down in your spirit that he has saved your soul, and you'll know it before anybody else will. Brother Yearwood, go ahead, brother. Thank you much tonight.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate that wonderful message there. We got another call in there, but I'm going to get this call in just in a minute. But, well, praise the Lord, they done hung up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But anyway, we've got four brand new countries listening to us tonight. So I'm going to let Betty read them to you there. So, Brother John, you might want to write them down. There are four brand new ones.
Colombia, South America, Panama in Central America, Fiji in South Pacific Ocean, and Saudi Arabia in the Middle East.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What was that first one?
Colombia.
South America.
Okay. All right.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise God. See, that's wonderful. God give us four brand new ones there tonight. Praise the Lord. Brand new country. Yes.
So he was talking about that this past weekend, that they were some of the countries that we hadn't got into. So, Brother John, they're coming in, ain't they?
Amen. Okay, 765, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother Kevin, I'm from Pocono, Indiana, and our family and I are glad to be with you guys tonight. And we're sitting here listening to your broadcast. And we're just listening to and obeying the Lord, brother.
Amen. Brother, we're so glad that you called in there. If you have anything the Lord's giving you there to speak, well, go ahead and speak it.
We're just going to just go by. We're just trusting in the Lord, brother, up here in Kokomo, Indiana, and we're just obeying him. And just like I've been texting y'all, I've been just having y'all and thanking you for the encouragement and the prayers that you guys have been doing for our family. And like I said, I'm just waiting upon the Lord, waiting on the direction he's going to direct us. And I'm a believing brother that we're getting our breakthrough. And I'm a trusting, and I'm standing on his word, brother. And I'm tired of Satan trying to defeat us. And we're standing under the blood of Jesus, and we're just praising him and going forward, brother. And we've been, like I said, been thanking the Lord for you guys' word of encouragement and your prayers as well, brother.
Amen. Anytime, our brother Kevin. So I'll just stay on there and listen to us, and I'll have Tim to sing a song here for us.
Amen. And like I said, we've been enjoying your broadcast, brother, and we're just listening. And sorry about this connection. My phone is dying, and I believe the old devil and the old enemy don't want us to be listening. But, brother, like I said, we got him defeated. We're standing on him. We're standing on God's word of trust and believing in him and just going to defeat the old enemy. And just praising the Lord and keep it on and keep it on.
Amen. That's all we can do. Keep on.
Amen.
Brother Yearwood?
Yes. Go ahead.
Maybe I've got a word to say.
Okay. Hi. Hi. How are you? Praise the Lord. Okay, Tim's going to sing right now for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. We're speaking about a sure foundation tonight. You know, we can look into Matthew, the 7th chapter. In verse 24, it says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which buildeth his house upon a rock." You know, I was studying on this right here. You know, whenever you go out to build a house, you want to dig down until you get the solid foundation. And, you know, that's what the Lord is. Jesus Christ is a solid foundation. Brother John and all of them been ministering tonight about land upon the cornerstone. Praise God, I tell you what, Jesus is the cornerstone. And there's no other way that we can lay a foundation but just lay it upon this rock. Jesus told Peter over there, as one of them done brought out a while ago, about, said that he built his church upon this rock, that the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I tell you what, my friend, tonight, if we build upon that solid rock, Jesus said that he would liken us unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock. Let's look into verse 25. It said, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and the and beat upon the, that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Hallelujah. You know, tonight I believe, I praise God, if we're built upon that solid foundation, I don't care how big the storm may get. I don't care what the devil may throw at us. My friend, we're going to stand. I've heard them say a lot of times, I may weave a little bit. I may lean a little bit. But praise God, whenever the storm goes through, I'm going to be standing straight back up because I've done solid my foundation. I've done built my foot upon that solid foundation, and I'm going to stand. Hallelujah. Let's look into verse 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings and mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which buildeth his house upon the sand. You know, praise God, there's people out there today that is building their house upon the sand. And when the flood comes, the first thing you know, they've done fell down. But praise God, I'm talking about building upon a solid rock. I'm talking about planting it down our deep. You take an old a tree that's planted by the water. Praise God, it don't move. It stays right there. And that's what we should be like, a tree that's planted, hallelujah, by the water. Let's look into Isaiah. Praise God. Oh, Matthew, hallelujah. I'm sorry. Let's still look into Matthew 27, still in the 7th chapter. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and the and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. You know, praise God, hallelujah, or the great thereof of it, hallelujah. You know, the great was that fall because that house was built upon the sand. But my friends, tonight, if we build upon that solid rock, we're going to stand. And I thank God tonight that I believe that there's people that build upon that rock, that's ministering here tonight on the broadcast. I believe that there's people that have got their minds made up and their heads screwed on the right shoulders and they've got their feet solid on that rock, and we're going up one day after a while. The floods may come and the wind may blow, but my friend, we may rock a little bit, as I said a while ago, but we will stand, hallelujah. We will stand on it because we are built upon that solid foundation. Let me see here. Let me look here in Isaiah. Praise God. 28:16. Therefore, thou saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a pride. I done lost my place now. Praise the Lord. Let me start over now. Therefore, thou saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone is a pride stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. You know, praise God, if we believe, we're not going to make haste. We're going to stand. Hallelujah. And I believe that tonight. I believe, praise God, if we will stand upon that solid foundation, as Peter was told there, Jesus told him that I'll build my church upon this rock, that the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You know, my friend, tonight, if we are built upon that solid foundation, we're going to stand. We've got something that's holding us up, and he'll hold on to our hands, and we will make it. Hallelujah. He said he'd never leave us. He'll never forsake us, and he won't forget us. Praise God. I tell you what, God is still a God. Hallelujah. Let's look into Ephesians 2:19. Hallelujah. And I know, wait a minute, I'm in the wrong, okay, here. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the and of the household of God. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, I tell you what, I'm glad tonight to know that we're no more strangers. Hallelujah. But we are in the household of God. And let's look into verse 20 there. It says, and are built upon the foundation of the prophets and apostles. And prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. You know, that's something. If we're built up on Jesus Christ and he's the chief cornerstone, I'll praise God. I'm glad tonight of that. I'm glad to know tonight that we are built up on something that will stand, something that won't never of faith. It don't matter what the devil tries to do, but greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. Hallelujah. Verse 21 there, it says, in whom all the building framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, that's something tonight to know, praise God, that we are fitly built together. You take and you build something together and you put it together right. It's going to stand. And if we're put together with Jesus, we're going to stand. Let's look into 2 Timothy 2:19. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure at this, having this until the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You know, praise God, let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from the iniquity. You know, that's what a lot of them needs to do tonight. A lot of people, I was thinking, that are still confessing the Lord, but they've still not got their life squared away. Not because of Lord Yearwood's judgment, but because the Word said that we would know a tree by its fruit. And if they're not bringing forth the fruits of God, then there's something wrong. They need to back up. They need to get in the altar a little while longer. They need to get down there and stay there until they get everything squared away and get built upon that solid foundation. Hallelujah. Scripture into 1 Timothy 6:19. Hallelujah. Let me find it here. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And 19. Lay up in stones for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they might, that they may lay hold on eternal life. You know, praise God, tonight, my friend, every one of us are trying our best to lay a hold of that eternal life. And, you know, how we can do that if we'll build upon that solid foundation. But it's going to take us building upon that solid foundation. It's going to take that we get everything that's liking the devil, get it out of our lives. Praise God. Look into Hebrews 11 and verse 8. It says, by faith Abraham when he was called to go out into a place where he, which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. You know, praise God, a lot of times God will speak to us. He'll tell us to go out into places. We don't know where we're going. But if we just walk after the Spirit of God and be led by His Spirit, then He will lead us where He wants us to go if we be obedient to Him. Look into verse 9 there. It says, now faith, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob and the heirs, when he with him of the same promise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In verse 10 it says, for he looketh for a city which had foundations, whose builders and maker was God. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, that's where God has done. He's built a foundation. He built a city, hallelujah, that we've not ever seen. But one day after a while, by faith, we're going to see it. Hallelujah. I believe we've got another call in here. 864, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at. 864. Praise you.
I'd like to
say Brother Bob?
I was just listening tonight. I wasn't going to have a part on the program.
Okay.
But I can say this, that Jesus is the sweetest.
Sweetest.
I know.
I know.
And you go right ahead, brother.
Yeah,
I hadn't planned to be on. Just go listen to the program.
Okay, we appreciate you calling in there, Brother Bob.
Okay,
Frieda?
Yes, sir?
You got anything you want to
say?
No, not especially. I was just going.
Brother Boyd?
Yes.
I would like to say something.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is Nathan Miller.
Oh, okay, yeah. Didn't recognize you there, Nathan. Go ahead.
Now, this is Psalms 125. It's a little said different. Those who trust in Jesus have got it made. Everything else that people trust in has an expiration date. Money can only buy so much. Health will last only so long. The government can only do so much. The best school cannot teach everything. Everybody and everything eventually has to say sorry if that's all that I can do for you, except for Jesus. He keeps on going. He keeps and keeping on helping us. He will even walk through death with us. We can count on him. Oh, Psalms 5.
Man.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord has really touched me these past few months with Mom being gone, and I'm having to step up and help the family. It's a lot different, but I'm going through it, and we're all as a family.
Amen.
We all work together.
Amen.
Yes, praise God.
We've gotten through
them. We've been praying for you. We lift you up before God and just trust in God to bring you all the way out, bring you all the way through all the troubles that you are having there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Brother Bob?
Wait.
I mean, Brother John? You got anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I've got a few scriptures out of Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah chapter 51, 10 to verse 9. It says, awake, awake, put on strength. There's a spiritual awakening. It says, O arm of the Lord, awake, as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not yet to have cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? In other words, the arm of the Lord was that which wounded the dragon, the sword of the Lord. Amen. The word. It's time for an awakening, church. It's a time for an awakening, believers. So that arm that was revealed in the beginning, in the foundations of the world, is still the arm that's being revealed. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 2 that the elders received a good report by faith. Tonight, it's time for an awakening. It's time for us to put on a spiritual awakening, amen, and realize that the arm of the Lord who had destroyed the dragon, who had delivered Rahab, amen, out of the midst of Jericho, is that same arm that's reaching out to us tonight. Hallelujah. And he says, verse 10 says, art thou not, which you have dried the sea, the waters of the great deep,
that had made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over when the children of Israel come, amen, to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea before them, and Pharaoh and Johnny behind them, and all that light, amen, the Lord Moses, the man of God, amen, to begin to, amen, to lift up his staff, amen. The Bible says in Psalm 23, "Thy rod and thy staff comfort me, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." In Psalm 23, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, because thou art with me." We need to know tonight that no matter where we're at, no matter the foundation of Jesus Christ, which is Jesus Christ, always goes with us. Amen. Even though it's a sure foundation and steadfast, that no matter where we're at, that foundation goes with us. Hallelujah. We need to know that, amen, that tonight, that arm, amen, that fist back and let the Red Sea to pass over, that place for the ransom, amen, that you are the ransom knight, no matter what's before you, amen. At that time, the children of Israel thought that there was no way to go forward. The prophetic word to you tonight, amen, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When the enemy is closing in behind you, God will make a way, amen. The Bible says that the cloud went from before them to behind them. It's a separation. You need to know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, according to the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 59, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. That Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is raising up a standard against the flood of the enemy that's coming against you. Amen. That standard, that foundation is being raised up. Amen. And the Bible said, hallelujah, going on a little bit farther here, the scripture says this in Isaiah. It says, "Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing and design, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." There's a time, amen. He said, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return." Church, it's time for you. And I know Brother Kevin is listening. I know his family's listening, amen. No, many of those of you have been in. There is a time of mourning. There's a time, amen, of sorrow. And we understand that, not only them, but amen, we need to know tonight that it's a time for the redeemed to return. It's a time for the redeemed of the Lord to say so. It's time for the redeemed that are standing on the salvation of Jesus Christ, and it's time for you to retain everlasting joy to be upon your head. It's time for gladness and joy in your life, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. He said, verse 12, "Well, I am he that comforts you." He said, "I will send you the Comforter." He said, "It is expedient that I go away, well, if I go not away, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost who abides in you." Amen. This is a foundation that is living in you. You said, "Brother Eddie brought out, we are lively stones, begotten again, amen, unto a lively stone by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." When the resurrected stones, amen, a lively stone gets within us that makes us alive, it's time for us become lively stones that have been awakened by the hand of God, by the touch of God. Amen. And come and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That because the Bible says that he would of these stones cause, amen, to cry out. They said that we are the children of Abraham. But you need to know tonight, amen, that the Bible says that the trees clap their hands, that the mountains bring forth singing before you. You need to know tonight that nature's revelation is coming before us, and even that the rock would cry out if we don't cry out. And you need to know that it says that he is that comforts you. There's an abiding comforter tonight. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that should die? Who are you? The Bible says he didn't give you the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. "For I give not the spirit of fear, but I give you the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind." And who are you that you're afraid of man? He said, "You shouldn't be afraid of man, amen, because you're standing on the foundation of Jesus Christ. A man that shall die under the Son of Man, which shall be made as grass." Verse 13, "And how can you be afraid of man and forget the will of thy Maker? Thou hast stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth, and hast feared continually every day because of the fear of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy." In other words, you've been fearing the oppressor. You've been fear of the oppression that's been upon you. Why do you fear the fear of the oppressor when you've got the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible says in 1 John, "Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world." This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You need to know tonight that God, that perfect love casts out fear, for fear of torment. And God has laid the foundations of the earth. And if you were ready to destroy, and where is the fury of the oppressor? The captain of God hastened that he might loose, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his blood should fail. Hallelujah. In other words, the children of God are returning. And as the children of God are returning, amen, that bread, that substance, that provision will not fail. You need to know that the captive exile, in other words, those that have been put out of Zion, those that have been put out of the church, those that have been put out of Israel, are now returning. They're returning back to God. It's time for you. I don't need to sound my voice. If you've went away, if you've been away from the foundation, if you've been away from the house of the Lord, if you've been away from the house of your God, it's time for you to return. It's time for you to return. It's time for you to return back to the house of the Lord. It's time for you. Amen. God will make a way. God will make the Red Sea. God will make it in there. When the enemy is coming behind you, he will bring deliverance. It's time for the children of God to be let go where they've been captive. He said, but I am the Lord, my God. He said, that nation, not that guy in the pit. You know what? It's time for you believers to get out of the pit. It's time for you that have fallen in the pit to get out of the pit. Amen. There's a bomb that's been made for the devil and his angels. Amen. Hallelujah. They come there and he's bound. Amen. Hallelujah. And he end up in the lake of fire. You need to know, amen, that was made for the devil and his angels. And the Bible says, hallelujah, but I am the Lord, that God that divided the sea, whose ways were, the Lord of hosts is his name. He divided the sea. He made a way. He made a provision. He divided the sea. When it was before you, he divided, and you walked across in dry shod. I'm talking, it's a miracle. Here's what. How long did it take for a sea? How long did it take for an ocean? How long did it take for these waters to swell and dry? But you know what? Immediately, God caused it that they walked across in dry shod land. Churches, tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ is laying a foundation, even in the mud, even in the muck, even in the mire. He's making it solid so you can walk. The Bible says the ways of the righteous man are made plain. Wherever you're walking, as long as you're walking with Jesus. And wherever you're walking, he said, I'll give it to you. Wherever you put your foot, I'll cause you to possess it. He said, and I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say in this hour, thou art my people. Church tonight, you're the people of God. And if you're the people of God, then it's time. It's time to humble yourself. It's time to seek his face and turn from your wicked ways. Then he will hear from heaven and will heal your land. Tonight, it's time for you to look for that foundation, that sure foundation that hasn't gone anywhere. Tonight, amen, all over this globe, all over this world, come back to that cornerstone. Come back to where that rock was laid. In the wilderness, Moses
Amen.
Come. And they were there at Meribah and Marah, the place of bitterness. No water. In the desert. They begin to murmur. They begin to complain. We have no drink. Why did you bring us out here? Well, these are the same people that cried out. God deliver us out. One minute we ask for deliverance. When God delivers us out, we're double-minded. When God delivers us out, why did you bring us out here? You asked me to. But here's the thing. There was one rock in the midst of that desert, and God spoke to Moses and said, Moses, smite the rock. When he smote the rock in the midst of the desert, water came forth. That rock was that foundation, amen. When he came back the second time, amen, that same rock was there. But in his anger, as the people began to murmur, began to chide, and began to come. The second time, Moses was told to speak to the rock. It had been smitten. Church tonight, all you got to do is speak to the rock, and whatever you need will come forth. Because the rock, which is
Amen.
Jesus Christ, has been tried. He's been smitten, hung on a cross, went through the fire, was beaten, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. But that stone, that tried stone that was laid in Zion, is still there for all to see. It's still there, and it's been tried. If it's been tried, will you try the sure foundation? Will you try Jesus? Because here's tonight, church, you need to know there's no other God beside him. There's no other God that you can serve. There's only one true and living God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of hosts of all the earth. Will you try that foundation? Will you confess your sins? Will you let him be your Lord and Savior? The Bible says the wise men, if they had known, the princes of the earth would have known that this was the Lord in Christ. If they had known him, they would not have crucified him. Where have you put him tonight? Where have you put the cornerstone? Where have you put this, your foundation? Where is it in your life? And where will it be at the end of your life? Will you take it with you? Will you let it be the comforter that will abide and live within you? He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Will you open tonight? Will you open up and let that cheap cornerstone come in and build his life in you? The life that I now live is not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. Will you let Christ, the chief cornerstone, be the foundation of your life? Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Appreciate that. I want to wish somebody a very special early birthday. They got a birthday coming up August the 4th, and they'll be 95 years young, I should say. So,
happy birthday, Brother Bob.
Thank you. God bless you.
Brother Bob?
Hello.
We've got several prayer requests, and we feel like it would be a great honor if you would pray over them for us. We know that you've been in the ministry for several years, and we just love you, and we just love for you to pray over these prayer requests if you would to save us.
I will do it. Heavenly Father, for us to come boldly to the throne of grace, so we approach it confident, believing that you'll do what you promised. You said that we could ask things in your name. You said that things that you had done were going away and send another comforter. Then that we could do what you did and also greater. So we bring to you these needs that have come, requests for prayer. In the name of Jesus, and rebuke the powers of the devil. Get back, because we are covered, Jesus. We speak your name, Lord. Bless each one. Put us in the Lord. Want to keep your faith anchored in the rock of ages and measured. It should be met. You'll have all the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate you, Brother Bob. So I'm going to ask him to come and sing a song now.
What I need to help me keep my focus all where it needs to be. So I'll set my mind on things above, not on things here below. My faith is firmly planted in the one who is my heart. And I'll seek first his kingdom and let my kingdom die and be transformed by renewing my mind. The one who is my hope, and I'll seek first his kingdom, and let my kingdom die, and be transformed by renewing my mind. God doesn't think like me. His thoughts and his ways are too high for me to see. So just choose to trust him in everything, because God doesn't think like me. God doesn't think like me.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. Brother Eddie, you got anything else you'd like to say? We've got about 9 minutes left.
Yeah, I want to read just a few scriptures over here in the book of 1 Peter. Second chapter, starting in verse 6, and this pertains to what we've been preaching on tonight. It says, wherefore, also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they are appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Yet, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they behold, shall behold glorify God in the day of visitation. And that's 1 Peter 2, that's 6 through 12. And brother, that goes right along with Jesus being the chief cornerstone. And brother, that about the people being disobedient, they stumble at the word. And brother, all they said, where also they were appointed. Brother, today it behooves us to call on the name of the Lord. It behooves us to call on his name, brother, and be saved tonight from the wrath to come. Because as sure as I say here tonight, the wrath of God is coming. And brother, it may not we may not stay here until that wrath is poured out on the earth. But brother, if we don't go through the wrath, if people that's not saved don't go through the wrath of God on this side of eternity, on the other side of eternity, there's a place that's waiting, that's called the lake of fire. And the people that are not born again into the family of God, brother, they'll spend eternity in that lake of fire. But I'll tell you tonight, it's so good to know God tonight. That is so wonderful that gave his only life on Calvary, brother, that we could be saved, that we could be brought into the family of God. And I thank God tonight that God had done this just for us, for the people, all that he under the sound of our voice tonight, brother, you would. Jesus said,
amen,
whosoever will, let him come and take a water of life freely. God will save, and God will bring into the family of God if we'll just come and then call on him, believe that Jesus died for him and raised again on the third and appointed morning,
and then call on his name. Brother, he said, for the heart man believeth unto salvation with the heart and with the mouth. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto salvation for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'll get this right in just a minute. And brother, I want to encourage everybody to find you a place to call on the name of the Lord. Go ahead, brother. You would. God bless you, brother.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. I tell you what, this is the time that everybody needs to really think about where they're going to spend eternity. You know, our system is really going down, but I tell you what, Jesus is the one that will see us through everything. And I praise God tonight that I know that I know that I can call upon him at any time, at any hour of the day or night, and I've got present help, someone that will come and deliver me from my troubles. I just thank God for that. I tell you what, a lot of people out there today that's in trouble, they don't have no help. They don't have no nobody to go to because their God got them into a mess and did not deliver them out of it. But praise God, I'm glad that the God that I serve is always reaching out his hands. And he's always reaching out and calling us back into the fold. And I tell you what, he left that 99 and went after that one that went astray. And he brought him back. And my friend, tonight God is going out. He's going out all over this world calling for you to repent. I thank God for them other four new countries that tuned in tonight. I thank God for them because that let us know that we're reaching out. That let us know that God is still calling. I tell you, I just praise God for it. I'm going to let my wife read that one more time, them countries that's in there listening to us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We got four new countries listening. We got Colombia, South America, Panama in Central America, Fiji in South Pacific Ocean, and Saudi Arabia in the Middle East. And we have over 74,841 new listeners.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you what, God just blessing us, every one of us, for being able to reach around and tell the world that Jesus loves them, that he's calling them into repentance. And, you know, everyone that heard this message tonight that's been preached out over this radio land, they're going to be charged with it. And, my friend, the best thing for you to do, that is to call upon the Lord and kneel down somewhere and ask him to come into your life if you don't know him as your personal Savior. I tell you, I thank God for it. I praise God for Blog Talk Radio that we're able to reach the world like we're reaching him. I praise God for the ministers and for each and every one that come on here and to help us and to be with us. And I praise God for that company down there in Georgia that is paying the bill for us. I just praise God because God has got a work for us to do, and we've got to do the work. And I thank God that he's put us all together to do the work that he's chosen us to do. I tell you what, it's wonderful. I praise God. And I think Betty's got something she wants to say about Brother Bob. Praise the Lord.
Brother Bob?
Yes?
I just want to thank you that on October the 3rd, 1992, at that yard sale, that you took the time to pray for me when I was a sinner, and you led me to the Lord. I just want to thank you and Sister Claire, my mom and dad, and I love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. To God be all the praise.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. Bob, we really appreciate you. We appreciate each one of them that called in tonight. And we've got about another minute left, but it means a lot. We're going to come down one of these days, hopefully real soon, to see you. Maybe I can get back to my life.
That will be fine.
See you. Okay. God bless all of you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless. Bye.